Hey, this is LA Today. Hey, this is LA Today on Blog Talk, sitting with my man,
JaVale Gresham. How are you doing today, LA?
I'm all right, man. We in the house today. Man, I got an awesome talk today. Talk about family.
Oh, wow.
And haters.
Wow, that goes together.
Right, because most of your family are haters.
Yeah, I'm a hater.
Listen, boy, I went to Chicago this weekend.
Yeah.
And they left me out there crying.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
no,
man.
They didn't. No, they didn't.
They didn't care back if I got back to Minnesota or not.
No.
Because I had changed my life.
Mm.
The growth, the shine was there. They couldn't believe it was L.A., man.
Is that right?
I mean, most of like, is that him? So what you think about this? What you think about that, Bill?
I think that, man, we got some family members that, you know, can't stand to see another family member grow, or they can't accept that that family member has grown to become better and better themselves. So now they feel like, oh, well, I didn't make that accomplishment for myself. He's doing so much better. And they put they self beneath you. You don't put them beneath you.
Right.
They put they self down because they caught in that mold of, oh, why he got to have a pretty car? Or, how can he take a trip to Chicago and just go visit, you know? And you still shine. You were so excited when you was telling me, yeah, you was going to take a trip and go on out there. And you know, you sounded real happy and feeling good, you know? And you come back looking good and feeling good, even though you say you had a little hating going on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was happy to see my mom for her birthday.
Yeah.
It was very awesome. But to see my brothers don't treat me like that, knowing that the background I came from, game banging, drugs, and getting high, tearing my life down, would be happy for me that the change that I made, that I'm in school, University of Phoenix, getting my bachelor of business,
working
with Mad Dad. You know, I said for the public, getting my own place.
That's right.
You would think your family would be happy, but they left me dry. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I was dry. I started to call one of y'all, man. Look, I need some help. I'm about to break down.
Wow. Well, you know, you can always depend on me, man.
That's
I got you back, man.
Hey, that's why I love
we Mad Dads, man.
Yes,
we family
yes,
together,
sir.
Man.
Yes, so look, caller, you can call me at 612-683-1007. Tell me how the haters are treating you. Listen, how's it been on 7th Street with the Wild Kids?
Oh, man, you know, it's been trying to get a little better out there. We had a couple of fights we had to break up a couple of times
again.
Before they even got it started, really. You know, we shut them down. One girl was down there. She's about 17 years old. She's down there. She's mad. She want to beat her boyfriend up. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to beat him down. Why are you going to beat him up? What's got you so hot that you standing right here on this corner?
7th and Nicollet.
7th and Nicollet with all the police standing there, the security, Mad Dad is there, you know.
Right.
Why do you want to show out like that? That's unnecessary. Well, he's with this other girl. That's him across the street. You don't go with him no more? Now, come on now. Now, don't be disrespectful like that, little sister, you know, because if you're in a situation to where you're going to risk him going to jail, risk yourself going to jail, you get no success out of that. You know, think about it.
Caller, give me a call at
612-683-1007.
347.
Man,
where are
you
at?
347.
I
don't see it.
347. Guest call in. Okay. Guest call in is
347-215-9262. We had a different number that we were throwing out there.
Hey, follow Jamel about that one.
No.
This one on LA. But I want to talk about relationships. So that's three topics. Your haters, them bad kids on 7th and Nicollet, and relationships. Somebody give me a call at
347-215-9262.
Thank
you. I have to speak on this part with you, LA. Now, this is something that now you say with the bad kids out there.
Yeah, they is
we understand that they
call them bad.
so you telling me your real age now, huh? Okay, there you heard it live right there straight from LA. Old man. Yeah, man, but, you know, those kids have bright futures ahead of them, man. They they don't have the right kind of guidance, and that's why it's important for mad dads to be out there to try and put that input and install into the kids and into the generation that needs that help, because nowadays we got kids raising kids with no information to give them. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's true. You know what I'm saying? I respect what you're saying, and I'm not taking it. I mean, when I'm downtown, I see doctors, police officers, lawyers, nurses. I see that in them young kids.
Yeah.
You're right. They just need the right person to guide them. And we just got to get a lot of more men like Mad Dad, man. No, there's some youth programs out there. There's some people out there on the corners, and I tip my hat to you. And but, you know, I thank God for the many of the police officers, too. But you know what I'm saying? But we need the Lord, man. We need prayer.
Oh, definitely.
That's
definitely
our key thing, man. Because without God, we ain't nothing.
That's right.
You ever figure that out?
That's right. I had to witness it myself.
Okay.
You know, I had to testify to it, man.
Okay.
And, you know, I was put in a lot of different situations to where if God didn't come in, it'd be something terrible, you know. It'd be something terrible.
And that's what I'm talking about. You know, I was last week when we talked, do you pray with your kids before they leave out to go to school? Do you pray when they come home? You know, and call us, talk to me. Please call us at
347-215-9262.
Give us a call, caller.
Now, this is another thing I wanted to rap with you about, L.A. This
What's
that? Now, we did, now we talking about the bad kids downtown. Now, we did run across a couple of beautiful kids that came up bad. You know, we were out there on Broadway there in front of the McDonald's, and the little girl was there. She was telling us how she was graduating high school going to college and had a boyfriend standing there, and he was on the top wrestling team. And,
That last week, those two young and they were staying with their grandmother.
And
they stayed on Broadway.
Brian.
Well, shout out to Ashley and Brian.
Definitely.
I like you brought that up. JaVale, I remember I was a bad boy when I was coming up, man. I'm going to be honest. My last whooping, I was 21 years old, man. That's how bad I was. My mom and dad did not play with them baseball bats. That's why I said, if it didn't kill me, it won't kill them. But
you know what thing now, L.A.? The people would laugh and say, well, you got a whooping at 21.
Yeah.
Well, and they would say, that's funny. Well, don't you think that's a little old? Well, no, because you can get a whooping at 50. Because when you got parents like mine,
they didn't play.
You know what I'm saying?
You
was getting dropped. You
whooping in their house or your house.
However you
know
wanted you, man.
So
you was bad,
went.
Man. You
was
bad.
I was 21.
God found you, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. Yeah,
he
man.
That's why my life changed. It wasn't God. Give us a call at 347-215-9262. Call us. We on the air, Blog Talk. Javette, what you do this weekend, man?
Man, I had to go out a little bit and talk to a few kids, man, that were going through some changes in their life. You know, God just really just sent me out there to really try and get some input to them kids that were trying to terrorize and rob and, you know, just shoot for no reason. You know, a couple of them had to put the guns down and said, I really don't live this kind of life. You know, they were terrified that they had to be inside the gangs that they were in. I don't really call them gangs nowadays. These are not gangs.
Oh,
you know, these are kids that are misguided.
Misled.
You know, misled into a trap. This boy has, this one kid, he has, I don't want to say his name on the radio.
No,
you know, I don't want to put him out there. But
he's
so intelligent. He's never been to jail.
No.
He's never did anything wrong in his life. But now when he got to the point where he's 17 years old, he wants to leave his grandmother's house and hang out on the street and be with his friends. I definitely had to talk to him, man, and you know, and let him know, like, bruh, if you're not from the streets, the streets will eat you up. You don't want to be in the streets. And we're out here in the street. Mad dads are out here in the street.
You got to tell them that.
In the dark. Talking to you young brothers, really trying to feed y'all information, and you sisters. Now, we're not leaving y'all out of it either, because on 7th and Nicholas.
Y'all sisters ain't nothing nice. Believe me, y'all ain't nothing nice. So, hey, we love you sisters out there, man. I know y'all having a hard time, and I know you feel like you have to raise that baby by yourself. But I want to tell you, you don't have to raise that baby by yourself. The Lord can help you raise your baby. Yes, I know him personally. So I'm just telling you, if you need any help, we got Ready, Set, Workers across the street from us. Support group, Tuesday 5 to 7. They'll help you. They'll talk to you.
You come in Thursday, same time.
Thursday? Yeah. He said, BJ run a relationship class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You got a relationship class.
I've been having problems with my woman.
The man, tell me about it now. I'm not home enough. I'm too busy out here.
So I think I'm going to come to that Thursday night class on 5
I'll
to 7.
I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
But listen.
Call us at 347-215-9262 and tell us what do you think. You know, give us your input.
Somebody call me.
You know, it's crazy out here in the world nowadays because, you know, we tend to take up on ourselves. We think about our feelings a lot, our inside feeling and what other people think of us. You know, like, you know.
I'm going to say this. I don't think it's enough love like it was when we used to come.
Wow, man, it's not.
It's not. You know, back in the days, everybody know who everybody was.
Right. Right.
If I got in a fight with you tomorrow, we'd be smiling and drinking pop together, you know?
The love ain't there no more.
Why,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Could you tell me?
Well, that's like I said, the love's not there because you don't have that guidance anymore. You know what I'm saying? If you're brought up with the sense of violence and the thug motivation, you know, or you're letting the videos nowadays,
you know
what I'm saying, run your life. You know, some kids take from the movies and they say, well, this is how I'm going to live my life. This is how I want to be, you know, instead of taking their own judgment and trying to do something for themselves. So now if you're not taking that judgment and trying to do for yourself, there's no way that you can give that kind of love that we receive. Caller, give us a call at 347-215-9262.
Give us a call. This is L.A.
This is JaVale.
And we talking about life today on Blog Talk. Look, we want to say thanks to our man, B.J. Smith, for making it happen for Man
always,
Day.
Always. Big up, B.J.
That's a good man, ain't he?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
we want to say what's up to Gil Babbitt.
All right, Gil.
Across
that's
the street.
That man. Respect to Gil, man.
Yes, sir,
definitely,
yes, sir,
definitely,
yes.
Man.
Jack Charter.
Yeah.
Man's in the house.
Yeah.
John Turner seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's mad dad yeah. man. They said, yeah. boy, sit down.
Yeah.
Man stand up.
There you go.
I like
there
the way
you
that.
Go.
That's
there
a cold shirt. If you want that shirt, you call Mad Dad. You can buy one. 612-822-0802. Yes,
right.
sir. That's a nice shirt to wear. So if you need one, buy one. Mad Dad got it.
Man, I also want to give a shout-out to Marco, man, a young up-and-coming brother.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Marco's doing
his thing. He's trying to dreams, ain't he?
Yeah, he is, man. You know, he's a leader and he's a stand-up man, you know.
Things
he don't really want to do. He hangs in there, you
yeah.
know. He shows up. So, you know, it's good guidance, man. I really am impressed with the brother, man. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
That's the case. I tip my hat to the Mad Dad teams, to all of them brothers who's
yeah.
struggling and who's
yeah.
trying to be a man and help the community. So I tell my hat to all of them. Leroy, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. JaVale, L.A. Come
Stephon,
on. Patty.
Gigi. I even tip the hats to the girls around the office. But
oh,
listen,
definitely, man. They cook so good around here.
That made
tell
me
you
look.
About the meatballs.
Oh,
that
girl can cook, eh? I mean,
man,
Pat. Said,
yeah, there you go. There you go. And they say they don't have souls.
Right. He takes the chicken.
Oh, man, that was off the chain.
Oh,
that
man.
That was off the chain. My woman can't even cook chicken.
I thought it was
and
we
ain't
going to
have
man.
To. We ain't going to go there. See, we talk back to the haters, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
can't
yeah,
cook
yeah,
the chicken,
yeah,
like, you know.
But I enjoyed it. But I thank God for Mad Dad. I mean, they're doing an awesome thing, man, around this world. So you can't say nothing when you just looking at them people when you walk outside and you got that green shirt home and they walk up to you, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. Keep doing it. What does that make you feel like when a person walk up and tell you that?
That makes me feel so good, man. That means I'm out here doing my job, man. That means we're out here together as a team. You know, we're working together. I had a man speak to me, well, a couple of people this morning on my way to work and tell me how good of a job that, you know, they've accomplished by dealing with mad dads, how their lives had changed, how they found new direction, the information that they were able to get. See, a lot of people feel like when they come in, they say, well, mad dads say they're going to give us a job, and mad dads say they're going to give us this and give us that. No, what mad dad is going to do is give you the push and the leadership that you need.
Say that in order
to push and the leadership that you need in order for you to go on and continue success. Now, you don't want anybody to just have you to have handouts. We were talking about integrity the other day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you walk away and gave me a job, I wouldn't know what to do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I gave you direction, you know, to the success and the career that you want, I point you in that direction, and you're able to go that direction.
That's what I'm trying to say. Call it. Give me a call.
347-215-9262.
Hey, listen, this is JaVale talking, man. I'm glad what you said, because it's true, because talking to my nephew, and I asked him why he not working with me, because he said, I ain't got no job. What, you want the job to knock on your door and say, hey, listen, come and work with me?
No. I got brothers like
I mean, if you got kids in your house, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, put them out. Because ain't no job going to knock on their door and say, come and work for me. Put them grown boys out, because you hindering them. You're not making real mans out of them. Because, see, then if you put them out, 5 years later, they'll say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, thanks, because you made a man out of me. You're hitting your kids, you let them stay in that basement.
Yeah, you spoil them. They're getting trapped within that and say, well, I don't have to do this.
My mom and daddy going to take care of me.
I'm successful because I got my daddy and my mama. And then you women out there, don't think that it's easy for you just to raise a baby boy without the father and just say he's no good. Okay, well, if you and his relationship is not doing so good, then you let him deal with his child. You know, if it's a daughter, it's definitely needed to be guided by her father, because you don't want one of the boys, as L.A. calls it, nappy-headed little boys out here to try and teach your daughter, you know, what you should have been teaching her.
Because believe me, because if you don't teach her, that nappy-headed boy will.
You see that?
And you'll be crying in later, talking about my daughter strung out on drugs and she on that corner. Cause that nappy head boy got up to her.
See, teach her about success. That's what I do. I don't
talk
teach
about,
them about
life,
just jobs. You don't want a job. You want to have success. You want to have a career. That's what Mad Dads is here to help you do. We're not here to help you just get a job. If you want to get a job, then it's important for you to come to Mad Dads, get the skills and the efforts and the help that you need. All you have to do is, it's real easy. I'm going to give you the directions. If you live north side Minneapolis and you need to make it to Mad Dad's, you hop on that number 5. I'm sure we know where the number 5 is. If you don't know, but I'm going to give you a well-known spot. How about Broadway and Fremont? Get right there on that number 5 and you catch that 5 on down to the 21, and 21 will bring you right here to Lake and 4th Avenue. You cross the street right here, and you come to 3012 4th Avenue South.
What about the number 11?
The number 11 will also bring you directly. You know, the number 3? 3023. See, they don't even know where they at. Now, we have so many buildings around. 3023.
I think that's the right building. I know what the building is. He tried to put it on here.
We're not going to send him to your office, dude.
Yeah, but listen.
Call us, 347-215-9262.
I want to say, take your time out and pray and give God thanks for what he had done and what he's going to do. I mean, if you're alive, you're breathing well, you're walking, you're talking, you know God is still great. And some people didn't wake up this morning. There's some people still in the wheelchair. There's some people still locked up. But you got a chance to walk around. So tell the Lord thank you. Tell him to allow me another chance to say thank you again. Listen, thank God for B.J. Smith, like I said again, making an opportunity for us young men to be men today. Giving us a chance to let him know that we can grow and Mad Dad. Listen, you got anything you want to say, Javale?
Man, I'm always giving thanks to God, man. First and foremost, I would like to say that always live in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Don't live in the flesh. If you live in the flesh, that's your reactions. You know, you the flesh is what gets you in the most trouble.
Yes, sir.
When you live in the spirit, then you also got it. Man, the blessings are so good, man. When you're in the spirit and you get the vibe and you just get the feeling the helping people.
I hear BJ say one time, he said, my haters made me greater.
Wow.
That's an awesome statement, ain't it?
Wow. You know you're really doing something when you got haters in your life.
Man.
You're really doing something. If somebody talking about you, they talked about Jesus Christ.
But, hey, like I say, for you kids, get home, go do that homework. Don't let me find out you on the phone with that nappy-head boy and nappy-head girl. Stay off the computer. Get that homework because I want to see some doctors, lawyers, teachers, police officers, nurses. That's what I want to see. Not no crackheads, not no dope fiends, not no alcohol. We don't want to. I've seen enough of those. So please, when you get home from school, give your mama a kiss, say a little prayer with her, and get on that homework.
Oh, man, that love. There you go talking about that love again, man. I just had a flashback. When you said go home, give your mom and your daddy a hug and a kiss, you know, a pound, and just making yourself feel real good. You know what I'm saying? Making your parents know that they love you.
Yeah.
Making them feel that they're proud. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's something that we're missing, man.
Well, I can say to all my whoopings, that they took the time and say, I love you, and I don't wonder, well, if you love me, why did you beat me?
Right, you didn't get whoopings. I was going to say that. Well, you got beaten. You ain't getting no whooping now. But we turned out real good. I mean, L.A. is a real good person. I like to tip my hat to L.A. also. You know, he's had his trials and tribulations, and he fights his way through it like a champion all the way, you know. And I love that about that man. You know, that you're really
and
good
And I feel
people,
the same
man.
Way about
really
you,
good,
brother, man.
Really good, brother.
When I was on my vacation, I said, I know when I was going through, I know I could have called any one of them guys from Mad Dad.
Yeah.
They would have came and
yeah,
supported
definitely.
And I believe that in my heart, and I'm going away with it. Listen, we're getting ready to close up, and we're going to let Javale pray out this time. And I want you to listen while we pray, because I hope it reaches someone out there who listens to Blog Talk. Go and pray out, Javale.
Lord, I'd like to ask you to forgive us for our selfishness. Forgive us for our selfish ways, Lord. I ask you to love and bless those that are not able to work, that's not able to stand up, that's not able to use their hands.
Lord,
I ask you to bless those that's not healthy.
In your name.
I ask you to bless those that can't see.
Yes.
I ask you to bless those that need help, that need the willpower, the spirit in their life, Lord.
Yes.
I ask you to forgive our selfish ways, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we'd like to thank you, Lord, for us waking up this morning.
Yes.
For us to be here to be strong and be strong with the Mad
Lord.
Dads together, Lord. I ask you to thank us and bless us all in your name, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Caller, you on the air? Hello, caller? I guess the prayer got scared of.
Yeah,
listen,
I never called back.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Did you press 1? Was there a little yellow dot up there?
No.
That's why she hung up. She didn't sound like she wanted to talk when I told her. She's like, he just set me up for something.
I hope that prayer you felt it, because we meant it from our heart. And that's what we do at Mad Dad. BJ shows us that guidance. Because I thought about school, and my teacher said we got to get up and pray before we do anything. And I thank God for BJ Smith doing that.
Yeah.
Before we leave this office, that's what we do. We pray. Everybody in this office pray. Everybody. You can come in this office, you're going to pray, or you ain't leaving. So I like that in BJ, man.
Catching the blessings before we get out there, you know. It's like being sprinkled, you know what I mean? And you're going out there with the right attitude, with the right kind of guides. You know, sometimes we have our off days. You know, and we need that prayer, man. Yeah.
Well, I'll be ready to go outside.
Oh, man. See, but that's why we pray. You know, we're going to have to pray for you because, you know, you dream too much.
Well, I thank God for JaVale, man.
Yeah,
that's my man.
Yeah.
But like I say, take the time out and grab your kids. Or tell your husband, you ain't told in a couple of weeks, I love him. Man, tell your wife, because I know she's been wondering about you. Say, baby, I love you. I love the way you cook. Keep on cooking. So listen, tell somebody today that you ain't told in a couple of days that you love them. Tell them you love them. Because sometimes that's what we need to hear.
That's right. That's right. We want to feel loved. We want to feel like we're cared about. Sometimes I used to walk around and feel like, well, don't nobody care about me. You know, but at sometimes I'm like, I love myself.
I love you.
I love you too, LA.
Hey, listen.
You know, but you gotta love yourself. If you don't love yourself, man, there's no way else. No way that you can love anybody else. You gotta start with loving yourself.
We got love here, man. That office.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't love me, act like you love me.
There you go.
I mean, fake it.
You know
who that was? What old song that was? Baby, lie to me.
See, here we go with them. I don't know about them old songs. You a little older than I am.
Thank God for y'all. Hey, call us. 347-215-9262. Give us a call and tell us that you love Mad Dad. Because I need to hear somebody say, we love you, Mad Dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right, come on. Can we get some love?
Yeah.
Somebody call and say you love Mad
Dad. Love
Mad Dad. Yeah,
no, we love
man.
Y'all, man. We crazy.
Yeah, but
that's
you
how
know,
we get out. We crazy in here.
But you know, with the thing that is most important, like you said, is prayer and it's love.
Yes,
most
sir.
People just talk about it now. Most people just talk about it,
okay.
And it's just hearsay. So therefore, some of the youth can't understand it. Oh, that you just saying it, you know, that don't work. No, when I testify and say prayer is good,
oh, man.
I'm really telling you for a reason.
Hey, listen, I'm a living witness, baby.
Man.
I know what that man brought me from.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm supposed to have been dead.
Yeah.
Three-time loser.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, don't tell me prayer don't work.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, when I was getting the worst in the worst corner, first thing I called on was Jesus. And he brought me out. Come
all
on,
right,
man.
All right.
Somebody,
now.
Hey, listen. Call your wife today at work and say, listen, baby, I'm cooking dinner. I love you. Listen, somebody need that phone call today.
What about the husband? Baby, call me back. Tell me you love me.
Yeah, listen. How? That's just very, he's crazy. He said he wants somebody to love him. But listen, we're closing. And I thank God for every ear who took the time out to listen to Blog Talk. Believe me, we enjoy y'all, listeners.
I know y'all out there, and I know you can hear. Some people are a little shy when they call in and really don't know how to express themselves. You know, don't be shy. You know, there's no pressure here. You know, you speak your mind, say what you want to say, express how you feel. That's your heart. You know, come from the heart with it. I know it's a lot of y'all that's out there and is just listening to us and saying, look, I really need to hear this. I really need to hear
how to get
the uplifted.
I don't know how to tell my wife.
Yeah,
my mother.
You know.
You told her something before she came, your wife.
You know, and don't lose that connection. See, and that's what we can't lose here at Mad Dads. We don't lose that connection. You know, not saying that we don't go through our troubles, but we pray through it. Like L.A. says, prayer is necessary. We pray through it, and that's what makes us strong. This is our life.
Right.
This is your life. Enjoy it to the fullest.
Hey, to every listener out there, Mad Dad love you. God love you. L.A. and Jamila, and guess what, y'all? You can't do nothing about it.
Ooh-wee.
Somebody call Mad Dad.
Oh, we.
Damn
true.
She said she loved Mad Dad.
Hello.
You want to say, man, say.
Hello, caller?
No, I don't think she. Ain't no yellow diamond.
Caller, you there?
No, they just on hold. No, so I think they just listening to us, enjoying the conversation. Let's see what we're talking about.
Yeah, she's trying to speak.
No.
Caller, you're live there.
No, she's not, Joel. The diamond got to be there.
You're not live. You're not live, but I know you can hear me.
Jim Bill just wants to say hello. But we know you love us, man. But thanks for calling. But listen, we want to close out with this. I heard BJ voicemail say, get on the ship.
Right.
That right ship.
That's right.
And I'm fighting to be on that right ship because I don't want to get on the wrong ship and sink.
No, we don't want to do that. We're captains. Be captains of your ship. Sail the ship, you know. Don't fall. And always remember, Mad Dad loves you. JaVale is here. L.A. is here. If you need to express yourself at any time, give us love.
Hey, I want to say this. I'm a captain of my soul. But I'm a captain of my soul. But I'm a faith of my...
Hello there. Hello? Ta-ta. Hello.
I'm not supposed to be. I better not be on air.
You're not on the air anymore.
Oh, I'm
off
listening.
The air now. She's like, I was listening. I don't want to be on the air. Hey, baby.
You did a great job, you guys. You did a great job.
Well, say I love you.
I love you.
It's too late to say it now. You're supposed to be on there. I love you. No.
That's
yeah, but come on. Next week, I'm going to put her on the air.
Nuh-uh.
She said she liked it. She enjoyed it.
It
was real good. It was real good.
You'll
she
get
said
my
she didn't want to be
when
on the
I get
radio.
Home.
I thought I'm going to
put her on
the
radio. Huh? I thought I'm so serious about the song. You hear, like? All right, baby.
Okay, I'll see you when you get home. Love you. Bye.
All right.